Hey y'all, welcome back to the podcast. So today I need you to do me a favor. I need you to share this podcast with one person who you think might need it, or perhaps you don't even know that they need it. Because today I am joined by Pamela Worth. She is the founder of Hello Health Nutrition, and she is the author of Saving My Son. Today she talks about how she has saved her son and why she made a deal with her higher power to help others do the same thing. Today is one of those episodes that will take your breath away. I am so grateful to Pamela for sharing her story, for sharing her journey, for being so unbelievably vulnerable. She is also a former executive through many companies. We met through a YPO women's group. I'm honored to share her story today. Please do me a favor, share this episode with one person and you might be saving a life. Are you ready to decide it's your turn to live your most purposeful, profitable, passionate life? I'm Christina LeCure, former professional golfer turned confidence and success coach. I truly believe every one of us was put here for a God-given purpose, and it is our responsibility to live that fully. For well over a decade now, I've been turning my life, as well as countless others around, from feeling unworthy, incompetent, and without a purpose to living a life I cannot wait to wake up for. Even on days when shit hits the fan. And it all started with a decision. Yeah, you heard that right. I said God and shit in the same sentence. So clearly this won't be your typical podcast, but what I can assure you is that each week myself and my guests are going to enlighten you, fire you up, and having you walk away with stories and strategies to not only boost your confidence, but give you hope that at any moment in time, you have the power to decide it's your turn. All right, y'all, I think today's conversation is going to be a good one. There are so many different paths that we are going to go down today. My guest is Pamela Worth. She is the founder of Hello Health, and we connected in a YPO group. And lately I've had so many wonderful YPOers on the podcast, and it's just been so nice because everyone's backgrounds are so diverse. And the one thing that I've found, and I don't know if you found this with YPOers as well, is everyone's kind of at a stage in their life where they're just like so passionate about this new season of their life. And I'm assuming Hello Health is this new season of your life where the passion and the reason behind it is so important to you. So thanks for being here.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Christina.
I'm excited. So do you just want to, I think let's just start with like who you are and kind of like a bit of your journey and we'll go from there.
You know, it's kind of funny when you kind of think back. So I'm 49 years old. And so once you kind of get to this point, you kind of get a little bit more perspective. I always thought I kind of had life figured out and I had this whole plan and, but it just, it's been a really interesting journey. So I'm the first female on either side of my family to ever go to college, let alone graduate school, let alone start a company, let alone publish a book. I mean, there's been so many cool things kind of along the way. And, I think being open, to kind of being the journey, I think I used to force things a little bit more. So I grew up, Phoenix, Arizona. Took a job with Motorola, did that both in Phoenix and then in Southeast Asia, went and got my graduate degree at Carnegie Mellon and was doing management consulting on the East Coast and then came back into what was kind of a family company, but kind of not. It had been publicly, it had gone public. And so then I started as revenue manager overseeing 13 properties, then general manager of one hotel, GM of two, director of operations, and then president, COO. And I was there for about 17 years. And I ran the ownership group, the management group, and then started an e-commerce group, scaled that to about 6,000 independent hotels around the world that sold. I went with it and then started my own consulting. But during all this, like you never really know what's going on with someone kind of behind the scenes. And so I like to start out by saying I've got two healthy teenage boys, but one of them at the age of 5 and a half started baby talking, crawling, eyes constantly dilated, devoid of all emotion. One pediatrician said, oh, don't worry about his allergies. Another said, oh, kids will be kids. I mean, we went through five doctors and the last and the fifth one said, oh, well, he's got OCD, Tourette's, anxiety, depression, and autism. He needs to take care of him the rest of his life because he's regressing so quickly. And at this point, he's six. And I was like, nope, I'm going to treat this like anything else. And we're going to start problem solving the crap out of it. So then I kind of thought back to my time living in Asia and I was like, I need an Asian doctor. So I found a neurologist, MD, originally from the Philippines, educated at UCLA. And first thing the doctor says is let's pull some blood and find out what's going on inside. I was like, yeah, no duh. Like, why hasn't anybody else suggested this? So the blood work showed he was low in vitamin D3, B12, genetic marker MTHFR, which half the population has, which means you can't absorb your vitamins and minerals correctly if you have folic acid in your diet, which basically means a bunch of processed foods. So you've got to take all the processed food out and you got to start taking methylfolate, which is, the pure form, which is super cost effective. It's like $10 a month. And then he had an active viral infection called CMV, not a big deal, flu-like symptoms. And then he had high strep titers, which was kind of interesting because he was negative for strep throat. So you can have a strep infection without it presenting, kind of visibly. And the doctor says all these things together have the immune system's not working properly. So the infection has crossed the blood-brain barrier and is now causing motor, vocal, and mood problems. And I was like, okay, now what? She said, well, we need to fix his gut. I said, okay, well, that's kind of a weird thing to hear, but sure. And I said, how are we going to do that? The doctor says, well, we're going to remove gluten, we're going to remove sugar. You're going to start making supplements at home. I'm going to teach you how. You're going to give them to him, and we're going to treat the infection. And give me about a year, and he's going to pop back, and he'll be fine. And sure enough, about a year passed. He popped back, and he hasn't left us since. Now a straight A student, elite athlete, and so it was such a dark, dark, dark time. Because nobody wanted to be around us. Like they were unsure, what's going on with their family? How could one of their kids, like, and then people started ignoring us. Family members would be like, well, is he contagious? No, like he actually is like the canary in the coal mine. Like he's super sensitive to anything that's sick or inflammatory. So anyway, it was so scary. That after we got through it, I just kind of sat on this for a while and just, we went through family counseling. I mean, it's just a lot, for the other brother as well. And so anyway, once we got past that, then I wrote the book along with other doctors and families, kind of sharing our journey and what people can do when they're given a
Is this
really
your
sick
Hello
diagnosis.
Health book or is this Saving Your Son book?
Saving my son.
Okay.
And so then from there, I started the supplement company. And at one point, I had to sell my car to pay for all the lab testing. And so, super excited to be launching some cost-effective lab testing so people can actually get their hands around what is potentially going on. If their doctor won't, give them the time of day, then we're going to be launching here in the next week or two. I mean, I'm talking like a couple hundred dollars instead of a couple thousand dollars. I mean, it's wonderful how far the technology has come. And then layering in some telemedicine with integrative and functional doctors that can help you really get to the root of what's going on and kind of help guide you. So it's just it's one of those things that I used to stay up late at night swearing to the higher power, please help my kiddo and I'll help others. And so my hope is that this is well received. And so far, testimonials and people, have been very thankful and come forth. And it's just a really scary thing when your health is not going in the right way and you don't know what to do. So anyway, that's my
Oh
10
my
minute
gosh.
right here.
No, there's so much to that. And I know, and this is the perfect, I always say that like God will always step in and just like, start the podcast exactly how it's supposed to be started. Some people, we just jump into crazy conversations and that is just, or like, I am personally not a parent, but I'm, 99% of people are. And even just listening to you, I cannot imagine how you're feeling. How did you deal with such a high position at the time? While trying to save your son, I'm assuming your husband probably works very similar type of industries and career path.
Yeah. So he was at Honeywell and then he kind of dropped everything and was like, all right. So, he started really digging in and we would just cruise the internet late at night together. Like, okay, well, what did you find? What did you find? Just constantly looking and looking and looking. But I mean, you just learn to compartmentalize, right? And then, you might be having a cranky day or somebody else might be having a cranky day and you just don't really know what's going on with them. And,
Did you both continue to work while you were doing this? Yeah, you were
Well,
both
and
working.
interestingly enough, I had a lot of people pressuring me that I should stay home with him and keep him home. And I mean, at one point, the doctor said, look, it could kind of similar to scarlet fever or something. I mean, this can last until they're 18. And I thought, well, and he would cry and say, my head hurts and, my body aches. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I said, but you've got to get up and go to school. I said, you've got to be a fighter. I said, I'll cuddle you tonight. And He is so resilient now. It was, and thankfully, it was kind of interesting too. He helped me edit the book. I didn't intend for him to. I was flying with him on a trip, and just kind of going through the book as I'm, we're on like a 4-hour flight, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm editing my book." And he's like, "Oh, cool." He goes, "Can I read it?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." So he read it. He's like, "Wow, that happened to me. That happened to me. I don't remember that." I was like, "Good. I'm glad you don't remember some of that stuff because it was awful."
Wow, that's so crazy. So when he up until like 5 and a half, you said he was totally normal, like everything was totally fine. Is there
Totally normal.
some is there something that like triggered that?
They believe it's the viral infection and the strep infection is what just kind of, I mean, I'm telling you, it was like an overnight thing. In retrospect, it was really over 2 or 3 weeks, but I mean, it was fast.
That is so fast that you just go from like a normal 5-year-old to, oh my gosh, something is severely wrong. You know, what do you think it is inside of you that you and your husband were both on the same path? Like, what a blessing that you and your husband were both very much in the mindset, like that we are going to find a different way. Because, obviously everyone can believe whatever they want to believe in this world, but some people are very much like only traditional medicine, and some people are very much let's try the holistic route. Was there any time where you and your husband were on like off the same page? It seems like you were both very much like invested in finding a way.
All the time. So, I mean, it was such a stressful situation that when you're going through something so stressful, you're inevitably on and off the same page a lot. So it's kind of like starting a company. You've got to be really, really flexible and agile and change and regroup all the time.
Do you feel like your experience of being like have done this a thousand times in business gave you all of the tools to do it, like to save your son?
I do. I do. I think if you're not of a strong mind and a strong heart, it would be very, very difficult. I mean, it even got to a point where the pediatrician had gone to Harvard. He's considered to be, one of the best in town, and he had called the children's hospital, and they were busy calling me all the time, saying what a terrible parent I was and how they were going to call the authorities. And I had a sister-in-law that called CPS. I mean, just awful, awful.
So why were they calling, like, why were they saying that you were bad? Because you weren't following their traditional path?
Correct. And then the pediatrician years later called and apologized to me, thank God.
That's
But
awesome. Good for you.
yeah, just awful.
So what did they traditionally want you to do? And I think that this could be really helpful for someone that, hopefully no one's in the same situation, or but maybe someone that listens or a friend sends this. This is the reason why you guys need to share a podcast, because you never know who's listening that might need it. So what were they traditionally trying to tell you to do versus what you decided to do?
They wanted me to put him in a special autism school. They wanted me to put him on an antipsychotic drug for the Tourette's. They wanted me to put him on Prozac for depression. I mean, it was a half a dozen things, a total cocktail, which would have caused a whole host of other symptoms, and we never would have known what was really going on. And he wouldn't be the same now.
So, do you think, and obviously, like you don't know, everyone's very different. The one thing about not being a mom, one of the things that I always say, like a superpower that I have is that number one, you parents are all so hard on yourselves. But number two, I truly do believe that each parent is trying to do the best that they can. And obviously, you were trying to do the best that you can for your son. But do you think that ultimately, obviously, you've started a company around it. Do you think ultimately a lot of people are willing to put a band-aid on the situation? Because that's what they were really asking you to do, was it not?
Well, that's really what Western medicine does. And I'm not, and we used a combination of Western as well as nutrition. And I mean, I'm not bad mouthing. But that's what medicine does, is it gets rid of the symptoms so you feel better, but it's a temporary thing. And so until we get to the bottom of why something is happening, and some things can be chronic. And so those chronic conditions, absolutely. I mean, obviously there's other ways to handle it by reducing inflammation in your environment and your body. And we go into some of that in the book as well. But It's really important to understand why your body's reacting that way. And if you can remove it and it permanently feels better, then you no longer have to take whatever medicine that is, which causes other symptoms.
Yeah, it's just so interesting. I think, a lot of people can, it depends on what side of the fence you're on. I've never been a huge proponent of taking medicine. Like the other day, my husband and I are on 75 hard right now. My back's been really sore. I think I heard it in yoga or something like that. And I was like, oh, I got to take a pain pill. He's like, Christina, you're taking a Tylenol. Do not call it a pain pill. Because for me, it's like, I'm just like, I don't take medicines. Like it's just something that I've just never done. Like I've just never tried. I've always wanted to know why. Like if I am not feeling good, why? What is the reason why? Like there's got to be a thing. And for me, a lot, and I'd love to know from your side of this as well, but for me, a lot of my pain in the early years of my life, like my stomach aches and my back pain, but to me, it was an inside job. I don't know where your thought process is on that, but for me, until I healed my insides, until I healed my mind, I was definitely like my back pain was always coming up when I was stressed out. And for me now, I just see the such a correlation that like if I have a stomach ache, I know that there's a reason kind of behind it. And it's never, I never want to mask up. I just, I remember years ago a doctor told me I needed to take some sort of supplement or whatever to make you go to the bathroom every day. And I thought to myself, I'm like, this is so stupid. God created a human body, and like, I should not have to take a pill in order to do this. There's got to be a thing under the thing, right? So, for you, like, how did you know that you wanted to find the thing under the thing? Like, how did that come? Like, have you always lived this way, or you would just like that mother instinct just kicked in and be like, there's got to be a thing?
It's funny. I had so many stomach aches growing up, and my parents were constantly pushing Pepto-Bismol on me. Boy, that pink stuff became just a everyday deal. And really what was happening was I was totally nervous. I wasn't able to communicate. I wasn't encouraged to communicate. It's like there's so many things that I think just kind of happen inside the body that we just need to kind of take a hold of. But yeah, it's really interesting too. So my freshman year in college, I was super depressed, and so I went to student health, and they were like, "Okay, well, here's some Prozac." And so I started taking that, and I felt a lot better. But years later, now I know what's happening in the gut is causing the neurotransmitters to fire or misfire. What they probably should have asked me is, what are you eating and drinking? And the answer was too much beer and too much pizza, which I really don't feel good when I do that all the time. So that would have been a lot more impactful and a lot better solution.
Hey y'all, it's Christina. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been starting to make suggestions of similar podcasts to today's episodes that you might enjoy if you miss them. Be sure to check out episode number 84, where I interview great friend of mine and hypnotherapist Beth Ann Davenport. Check out episode 138 with Yasna Burza, and also episode number 158 with Emily Jamia. All three of these episodes are very similar in nature to today's episode with Pamela. Enjoy the rest of the show. So it's interesting. I feel like in the world that we live in now, you've created a wellness company, like a true wellness company. And it's interesting. I feel as if a lot of our society wants to, what is the fastest way out that we could do? And a lot of people will tell you straight up, they do not want to eliminate the beer and the pizza. And so they're more willing to take a, think about the world that we live in right now. What is the number one drug in the United States of America? And I'm not, anyone can take it. I know a ton of people are taking it, but that Ozempic drug is very much like a band-aid pill to the underlying problem.
Yeah, and it's really messing up the insides on a lot of people. I have a lot of friends that have done it and they look fabulous, but it really, really screws up your insides. So it's tempting, but I think there's other ways. But
Yeah, so your son right now, is he continuing to follow the protocol? I'm assuming that's why you guys created this line of supplements.
I mean, so that's kind of funny. So he was taking, I don't know, 12 to 15 things a day under the doctor's care. And he finally looks at me one day, and it's probably 8 or 9 at that point, and says, "Is there any way you can turn this into one or two things?" And I was like, "I don't know, let me find out." So then I hired the professional formulators. I contacted tons of manufacturers. I started kind of working through, and The answer was yes. So that's where Belly Great and ImmunoStrong came. The interesting thing is ImmunoStrong's not been the best seller, and it really should, because it's basically like a natural Advil, but I can't say that. It's very, it helps your body detox naturally and reduce inflammation, which is really the crux of all illness and disease. So that's been super interesting. So, but back to your question, I mean, he still takes the supplements that we make. I do as well. But I wouldn't say he's on a strict protocol anymore. He is a very, very healthy eater. He will not touch sugar.
I wish I had that muscle.
Yeah, super interesting. He does eat some gluten now. So we've reintroduced that and he does fine. It's not at every meal and it's not every day. He's a very clean eater. He's learned how to make sure that he eats clean and he feels a lot better for it. You know what we also did? I mean, reducing inflammation is super important. So we actually pulled all the carpet out of the house. We started using cleaner ways of cleaning solutions. I mean, really did a deep dive on what causes inflammation, which is basically everything. So what can you control? What can't you control? And so the things that we could control, we removed. Just trying to, because what you have to think about is your illness is not just from one thing. It's just a little bit of all these things that are just built up. And then to help the body detox, it takes a long time. So how can you help your body be in a better place to detox? And if you can, you know, it's constantly fighting things all day long. If you can reduce the amount of things it's fighting, then it can focus on the stuff that it really needs to, basically, is the simplest way of putting it.
Yeah. So before we kind of talk about like, who do you specifically help and work with? But one question I have as a mindset and performance coach, like this is like what I'm obsessed with, like your thoughts control your reality. How much of your son's mindset, your mindset, your husband's mindset was a part of getting him to this place where he's perfect today?
Yeah, it was a lot, but not always intentional at the same time. So at one point, the doctor said, you know, it really helps kids feel better if they have something to take care of. Can you get a dog? Okay, so we got a dog.
One more thing on my list. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so we got the dog. And the dog is still here. She's laying at my feet while we're talking. And then we got another dog and we got another dog. But so that was a positive aspect. Started doing meditations. And some of them were guided, you know, this is, you know, from whatever music or CD or tape or whatever you want to use. And then some of them were, I would just kind of help him envision he's being enveloped in, you know, white light that's cleaning everything out. And so a little bit of everything.
Yeah. What was your mindset like about saving him? Like, I feel, and I mean, just based upon what you're saying, I feel like your mindset behind like, no, this is not his destiny. This is not what's going to happen. And I feel like maybe you didn't witness it while you were doing it. But like, for me, the minute you were like, no, I'm going to find an Asian doctor. No, I'm going to do this. No, I'm not going to do those protocols. Do you see yourself as being the person who's like, this is not the destiny?
Maybe, you know, I wasn't sleeping a lot then. I was just constantly thinking, which is not always a great place to be either.
No.
But yeah, just constantly brainstorming, like, what have I tried? What have I not tried? What have I tried? What have I not tried? You know, and just, I mean, and I was talking to everybody that would listen. I was leaning hard into private Facebook groups, which is really kind of scary in the whole scheme of things. All the data and information and stuff I put out there, but I was like, I need to find other people that can kind of help teach me and help me. And
did you believe that it was going to work?
I didn't know. I had faith, but I didn't know.
Yeah. Are you a person of faith? Like just believing that things are.
I was raised Catholic. I will not say I'm the best Catholic, but I believe in a higher power. So yeah. And I believe I have a couple of guardian angels that I think kind of help guide me.
Yeah, that's so cool. How did you and your husband like deviate this whole situation together? Like, were you guys on the same team? I know that like a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah, not necessarily. I'm kind of a pain in the butt though, so I generally get my way.
Was he a part of you guys starting the company once you figured out that you're no?
No, he didn't want anything to do with it. He's like, we're lucky, just let it go. And I was like, no, I mean, I used to stay up late at night swearing to the higher power, help my kiddo, and I'll help humanity. So no, I gotta make good on it. Which is why I use my maiden name instead of my married name. So he didn't want any backlash against the family, the kids, people can be kind of judgy. And he's fine. You would never know that he had had a diagnosis like that. And you would never want it to potentially impact school selections or jobs or healthcare, insurance. I mean, Lord knows what they do with that information and what kind of harm can come of it. So.
Yeah, it's interesting that you have to think about it that way, because in my personal opinion, the way like just hearing your story and hearing how it all went, I would have viewed it from the perspective of you literally saved your child's life with the protocol that you are now creating in order to serve other people. So why wouldn't you want to be the poster child for something, for doing something like that? Like, if I were your son, obviously I have not been a part of the journey for the last 11 years, so that's a big part of it. But it's so interesting when you're saying, I asked God to literally save my son, and this is what he's been telling me to do to save other people. It's interesting that anyone would look negatively upon that.
But you have to think potentially 20, 30, 40 years down the line and what can happen or what could happen. And mitigating risk is huge. You just
Yeah.
want to always have to be careful. So I kind of reluctantly abided by that ish.
Yeah. No, I think that, hey, I mean, whatever you got to do. So, how did starting the company even come about? Like, where did that start?
Well, I started at first as a nonprofit, thinking that would be the more authentic, easier way to go. And then it wasn't getting traction. I don't know if I didn't message it correctly. I over the years have been a consultant for a number of nonprofits, but I've never actually started and run one myself. And so it wasn't working. And so after it was probably 3 years, I just gave up on that. And then because I had some people say, I don't know why you're doing this as a nonprofit, just turn it into a company. It's just a different tax status. And I was like, all right, fine. So that's what I did. And what I envision is a safe place for people to connect to find the root of what's going on with them. But I had to start somewhere. So I started first with the supplements, thinking that was one of the easier places. I don't know if I'd call it easy, but to start just kind of gaining traction, gaining messaging, whatever. And then here we are about 2.5 years in, finally layering in lab testing and telemedicine. The COVID was actually kind of a blessing for this company because it really helped speed up the need for remote and the acceptance of remote. And I think the doctors kind of like it too sometimes. I mean, I understand that in many states they have to put your hands on you, but like I had a follow-up with a doctor the other day for something that was just a telemed, and it was so much easier. It didn't, take the 20 minutes to drive each way and the 20 minutes of waiting plus 20 minutes of seeing them. And it was just 15, 20 minutes, and that was it. And that was super nice. And I think that works out. And I've seen this too, not just in with people, but with vets. I work with a large number of vets as clients.
Inside Hello Health, you do veterinarian work?
No, although I've been thinking about, I mean, pets are a member of the family too, and I love my pets, but I have a consulting company as well.
Okay.
And so they like the telemed aspect too from a work-life balance because now these doctors that want to spend time with their families as well, and it's hard with some of the hours, they're able to start to do that with their practices and keep vets longer and have more employee engagement. And so that's been kind of interesting too.
I have a client who's a veterinarian, and I had no idea before I started working with her that veterinarians have the highest rate of suicide out of any physician that there is due to the stress of their industry. It was shocking to me, but now that I know, like, kind of the behind the scenes of veterinarian, it makes so much sense. It is definitely not for the weak part.
Yeah, they're trying to influence people to spend money to save the animal. And if they don't have the money and they don't get the care that you want to give them, then that's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
So for the caretaker, the caregiver. So now I get it.
Yeah, it's crazy. So who is Hello Health for? So if I'm thinking about your company, who are you speaking to?
So I started it because of diagnoses with autism, which actually turned out to be an autoimmune disorder. So at the end of the day, what he had was an autoimmune disorder of his brain. It was inflammation in the brain. And thankfully, the inflammation went away, the diagnosis went away, and so now it's gone. But we keep seeing, so one in every five people is now diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder. And the number of diagnoses keep growing. So I believe now there's over nearly 90 different types of autoimmune diagnoses, which is, I mean, they basically just keep giving a name to inflammation of a certain organ or part of the body. And so in one in every 35 is diagnosed with autism. What if it's not necessarily the end all diagnosis and you could actually understand what's causing that diagnosis? So that was really what got me on the journey. I have to be careful with language here in the US. I can't necessarily start using words like autism and autoimmune in marketing material, but really that's kind of what's going on. But then I've also been on this incredible journey with my mom. She's had about 90 days to live for over 5 years. And so I've been helping her and I've been helping other cancer patients. And so that's been kind of interesting. She was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer. And then a couple of years later got stage 2 breast cancer. And so she's been through 18 chemotherapies, a couple of radiations, surgery multiple times. And we did everything we could here in the States. And then it was through a forum mate of mine in YPO that said, hey, why don't you take her to Tijuana? And I was like, I've never been to Tijuana and that doesn't sound like a great idea. But I was like, okay, what the heck? So then I started taking her down there once a month and she was getting stem cells and natural cancer killing cells. Now the natural cancer killing cells are really cool. They basically take like this much of your own blood and then they take it into the lab over about a month's time and then they grow your super T cells and then they pump those back into your body next month when you come out. And it helps boost your body to do that. Now at the same time, they're doing things like chelation, which is heavy metal detox through an IV. And then they're doing ozone IVs, which is super cool.
They're doing so, those in the States too now, are they not?
Yes. And so what's super cool there is you take your own blood and then you inject like three large tubes of ozone gas and then you shake the bag up and then you put it back in your body. And the ozone kills fungus, bacteria, virus. And so all of these things together are helping out. So then that was going swimmingly well. And they said, let's wait about 90 days, have you go redo your scans at, you know, a very well-known national medical center. And so we did that. And the very well-known national center said, well, the cancer is now spread to her brain and her blood and it's all over her body. And I was like, can you show me the PET scan? And they were like, well, here's a scan of the abdomen and of the chest. And I was like, no. I was like, what about the PET scan? I'm talking head to toe. And they said, we don't do that.
And you're not like, allowed to see your own PET scan that you probably paid $50,000 to get.
Right. So they don't believe in doing a full PET scan. And I said, well, then you can't tell me that it's in the brain. It's in the blood. I mean, you can't make comments like that. And my mom's just sitting there like, you know, like, I can't believe my daughter's going off on this doctor right now.
I can. She saved her son. I bet you, I know for a fact she can.
So anyway, I was like, well, this is stupid. So then I'm driving her home because she didn't want to drive by herself to the appointment. And she goes, what do? I don't want to die yet. And I said, well, okay, so then you won't. And she goes, well, what are we going to do? And I said, I don't know. Let me think about this. And so I was like, I started doing research on cancer only treatments in Tijuana. And I was like, okay, so this is super interesting. So we interviewed three different places and then ended up choosing the one. So, and did video calls with everybody. And then we flew down for the day to visit the one that we thought we were going to go with. And now to put this all in perspective, Medicare paid this large national healthcare, very well known, everybody and their mother would try and get in if they had cancer, $55,000 for every chemotherapy treatment, right? That's stupid. This is 3 weeks in Tijuana, 24-hour care, all the food that's organic and mostly vegan, nurses and doctors around the clock. Anyway, the whole thing's $35,000. All the treatments.
Is it called the Gerson therapy?
You know, we looked into that one, okay. And it...
A friend, a girlfriend of mine who's spoken at one of my events, she spoke at my event in May. She got diagnosed with cancer in July. She has now been cancer-free for probably, I think, 4 or 5 years, and she went immediately to Mexico and started on that Gerson therapy 100%. And she lived on it for, I think, about 2 years. I think she's started to reintroduce other foods, but...
Yeah, and I liked that one a lot. I felt like we needed something a little heavier because we didn't know at this point what was going on, but we thought it was all over the body. So we said, okay, so, and the doctor says, okay, well, you know, do you like it here? And she's like, yeah, I love it. You know, they're giving you hugs and kisses, telling me how pretty you are, you know, everything's going to be fine. Like they're super. And my mom says, so why are you so nice to me? The doctors in the US are so mean to me. And he goes, look, in the US, I'm talking to your attorney through you. He goes, that's not happening here. So he said, I can actually provide the care that I know you need to have. I'm like, okay. And he said, can you get a PET scan? And she's like, I've been trying. And he goes, okay, so what if you get one in San Diego? I'll call in to this one place. It's $1,500 and we'll get, you know, head to toe. And I'm like, done. So we stopped by there and come to find out she only had 6 tumors in her abdomen. So the ovarian cancer was back, but it was not all over the body. It was not all over the brain. It was not in the blood, whatever. So he says, okay, well, that's good news. And she had an ostomy bag and the healthcare system here had said, look, you know, we're not going to ever reverse that unless you agree to more chemo. And she's like, look, I've done 18 chemos. She goes, it is going to kill me again if I have to do this again. And the doctor said, okay, so what we're going to do for you is we're going to do an incision where we know one of the tumors is, and we're going to do it with margins, pull it out, and we're going to make a special vaccine. We're going to combine it with 20-something-year-old stem cells from umbilical cords, plus your own T cells, plus, you know, plus. And then we're going to re-inject it in you over a 3-day period. And then your body's going to know how to fight this cancer. And he said, hey, as long as I'm in there, do you want me to reverse the ostomy? And we were like, okay. And so she went to Mexico with a bag and left all the bag stuff in Mexico and came home. And now her number two is working. But that's been super cool for her too. So, it's been a really interesting journey. And basically, thankfully now in the States, we can do just about all of this, but not all of it. And so them making that special vaccine, was recently approved by the FDA, but they put a price point on it of $515,000, which is just insane.
And you paid $35,000 for 3 weeks, including that vaccine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Plus including surgery.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just unreal. So, and I mean, I met some really cool people with cool healing stories. A lady with breast cancer that her tumors were so bad, you could feel them on the top of her head. And after 3 weeks they were gone. And I mean, just really, really interesting how you can, basically help prop up your body from the inside out. Cause chemo, you got to remember, kills everything. Good cells, bad cells, just, and then your body kind of having to reboot and start over again. Whereas if you can teach your body how to detox and how to kill the bad cells while you're pumping it up with good nutrition and supplements, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I asked you, like, before you kind of got into the stuff with your mom, I said, what was your mindset behind it? And it's so interesting. You don't even realize it. But when you got in the car with your mom and you said, well, I don't want to die. And you said, okay, then great. You're not going to. That is like the power of everything I coach and teach and preach and believe in. It's like that right there to me is like the greatest thing that you said, besides everything else, like your mom doing amazing and all the things. But it's like, to me, that is like the golden ticket. That is everything. It is you going, there is zero chance in hell I'm going to die. And I really do. I hope this is not offending anyone, because I know that there's a lot of people that have had a lot of success and fully healed with cancer, with chemo and radiation and all the things. And ultimately it is up to you. This podcast is just to give you information on what you want to decide in your life. And I think it's just so powerful to know that there is other options. And for me, it is just the power and the decision. I feel the exact same way. I've told my husband before, I was like, oh God, you do not, if you ever get sick, you do not want to see me, because the answer is, don't worry, you're fucking fine. And we will figure this out, whether I have to go to Thailand, Tijuana, or Tucson. I don't really give a shit, but that is my mentality. I will always figure it out until God says no more. But
yeah. The other thing with her too, that was super interesting, was she was always a glass half empty person. Mm. And she had to really force herself to become a glass half full. And she purposely cut out anybody with any negative energy in her life.
Love it.
Yeah. Super interesting.
It's not interesting. It is the thing. It is the thing. It is the thing I am most passionate about. What you feel in your brain. Like, you know, even if you don't even realize it, like from the minute your son got that diagnosis, you were just like, nope, this isn't it. Like, it's, to me, it's like a no brainer that you're sitting here today with a son who's like completely normal, and you've started a company that's going to help, you know, hopefully millions of people, thousands of people, or whatever you want to do with it. Because you're just like, nope, this is the option. Like, there is no other option besides this working.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you.
Oh my God. Obsessed. So like, if anyone is listening to this, and you guys, please pass this along to like one human, one other person who might need to hear it, because you never know what everyone is going on behind the scenes. Just like Pamela said, you know, she had this amazing, successful business career, you know, all of these companies and all of this titles, but behind the scenes, she was dealing with something like this. So perhaps you can be the person who shares this episode with one other person who may know one other person that needs it. Like this, it is a ripple effect. I always say, I don't care how many people I impact, as long as I help one person, because that one person can go and impact 10 million. We never know how God is going to take this episode and who this episode is for. So in reaching out to you, who are we talking to exactly? Like a person who X.
A person who wants to know why I feel this way and how can I feel better.
Awesome. The best answer. You guys, please go check out Pamela's company, Hello Health Nutrition. Where does everyone find you? How do we contact you? What is your podcast? Tell us all the things.
Yeah. So I have a podcast called Encourage Your Wellness, where I invite people on to share really cool stories about their life and their journey. And I invite lots of doctors on that can share more about how they help treat and how they get to the root of the problems. The website's gethellohealth.com. It's not perfect in terms of everything there today, but it's constantly being built out and improved, and would love feedback and would love to hear from other people and other doctors. And, it's going to be a long, hard road bringing people together, but that's okay. I think people want to connect with other people. And hopefully this is one place where we can start to do that. And then Instagram is Hello Health Nutrition, as well as YouTube with lots of cool videos. And
do you guys have like a Facebook group?
Yes, although it's not been very, very active for some reason. I don't know why, but
it's interesting, because when I immediately, like, you know, from my business hat, social media, you know, like world that I exist in, to me, it seems like what you really want to create is some sort of community that serves people who are where you were when your son was 5 and a half. And you're like, there's got to be one other human who is going through this or can give me the next step.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, I guess maybe it's also authentic to my own fears, which is what Facebook uses all that data for. And so I've, you know, been thinking about where I can create more community, more interaction in a safe place. So
yeah, it's definitely interesting. But you know, as long as you're taking one step and helping one more person. I know that someone is going to hear this, and I'm just so grateful to know you and hear your story. I'm so glad to hear that your son is doing well. Saving My Son book, is it officially out yet?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's on Amazon.
Okay. Amazing. We'll definitely check it out. You guys, please be sure to go check out Hello Health. Reach out to Pamela if you need anything. Her book is Saving My Son. Everything will be in the show notes. Thanks for being here, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for joining me on today's episode of the Decide It's Your Turn podcast. If today's episode resonated with you at all, please share it with a friend. Also, head on over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review and a comment. What is it that you want us to talk about that'll help you realize that at any moment and any day, you too can decide it's your turn? I'm Christina LeCure. I'll see you next time.